Welcome to episode 653 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today we continue to look for Jesus in the book of Joshua as a part of our series, Jesus in Every Book of the Bible. Jericho, before its fall to Joshua and the Israelites, was a well-fortified and significant city in the ancient Near East. Situated in the Jordan Valley near the Jordan River, it occupied a strategic location along major trade routes, making it a key center of commerce and military importance. Jericho was known for its impressive defensive fortifications. The city was surrounded by massive walls, likely constructed with mud bricks and reinforced with stone. The outer wall was believed to be about 6 feet thick, with an inner wall built on a slope, creating a formidable defense system. The city was divided into two main sections, the lower city and the upper city. The lower city encompassed residential areas, while the upper city, located on a natural hill, housed the palace, government buildings, and temples. Archaeological excavations have revealed traces of dwellings, storage facilities, and a complex water system, showcasing the city's architectural sophistication. Jericho held considerable significance in the ancient world for several reasons. Due to its prime location, it served as a vital trade hub, connecting various regions and facilitating commerce between Mesopotamia, Egypt, and other neighboring nations. Its proximity to major trade routes made it a center for economic activity, contributing to its wealth and influence. Despite being located in a relatively arid region, Jericho was known for its abundant water supply, thanks to nearby springs and the nearby Jordan River. The city boasted lush vegetation, including palm trees and various fruits, making it an agricultural oasis in the midst of a desert landscape. The Canaanites, including the inhabitants of Jericho, worshipped a pantheon of gods and goddesses, including Baal, Asherah, and other regional deities. They built temples, erected sacred poles and altars, and practiced rituals to honor and appease these false gods. Among these rituals were child sacrifice, temple prostitution, and orgiastic practices. The people practiced divination, seeking knowledge and guidance from false gods through various means, such as casting lots, interpreting omens, and consulting mediums and sorcerers. God desired to bring judgment upon the Canaanites and remove their influence from the land, purifying it for his chosen people. The massive fortifications of Jericho, including its formidable walls, gave the city a reputation for being impenetrable. Guard towers were strategically positioned along the walls, providing surveillance and defensive positions for archers and other armed defenders. These towers allowed the city's defenders to spot approaching armies and launch countermeasures. How could an untrained, undisciplined nomadic army, that had spent 40 years in the wilderness, be any match for Jericho?
Lord, I was with Moses when you handed down these commandments. I was witness to the covenant, the promise of a holy nation. Help me to forge that nation, to lead your people, to inherit their land.
Joshua!
The Lord brought us out from Egypt. He promised us this land. Soon, it will be ours.
Now when Joshua was near Jericho, he looked up and saw a man standing in front of him with a drawn sword in his hand. Joshua went up to him and asked, "Are you for us or for our enemies?"
"I am with God, commander of the Lord's army. This is what you must do. March around the city once a day with all the armed men. Do this for 6 days. Carry the ark with you. It contains God's commandments. He is with you. Then, on the seventh day, march around the city seven times. Then the priests should make a long blast with the ram's horn.
On the seventh day, as the Israelites completed their final lap around the city, Joshua raised his hand, and a resounding blast of the trumpets pierced the air. The people's unified shout rose like a mighty roar, carrying the weight of their faith and the assurance of God's promise. Suddenly, the ground beneath their feet trembled, and the massive walls of Jericho began to crumble. Stone by stone, the defenses, that had once seemed impenetrable, collapsed into a heap of rubble. In the midst of the chaos, the Israelites surged forward, seizing the opportunity granted to them by the hand of God. They entered the city, capturing it with a decisive victory. Only Rahab and her family, who had shown faith and sheltered the Israelite spies, were spared. The fall of Jericho was not merely a triumph of human strength or strategy, it was a supernatural intervention orchestrated by the Almighty. It demonstrated God's power to overcome seemingly insurmountable obstacles and fulfill His promises. The visitation of the captain of the Lord's host, a divine encounter, added a layer of awe and mystery to the already dramatic events. The fall of Jericho became a foundational moment in the Israelites' conquest of the Promised Land, a testament to God's faithfulness and their unwavering trust. It served as a reminder that victory is not achieved through human might alone, but through humble obedience and reliance on the God who fights on behalf of His people. Just as the walls of Jericho crumbled and fell, the fall of Jericho foreshadows Christ's victory over sin and death. Jesus' sacrificial death on the cross and resurrection broke the power of sin and conquered death, offering salvation and eternal life to all who believe in Him. The fall of Jericho was not achieved by human might or strategy alone, but through divine intervention. Similarly, Christ's work of redemption was accomplished through the power and intervention of God. It was through His sacrificial death and resurrection that salvation and deliverance were made possible. The Israelites' obedience to God's instructions in the conquest of Jericho is a foreshadowing of the importance of faith and obedience in Christ. Just as the Israelites followed God's commands, we are called to trust in and obey Christ, recognizing Him as our Lord and Savior. Rahab was a Canaanite prostitute who protected Israelite spies sent by Joshua to scout out the city. She and her family were spared during the fall of Jericho. This foreshadows Christ's ministry of reaching out to and saving the marginalized and outcasts of society. It symbolizes the inclusiveness of God's grace and the redemption available to all who repent and turn to Him. The fortified walls of Jericho symbolize the strongholds of sin and the forces that hold humanity captive. Just as the walls of Jericho were brought down, Christ's work enables us to break free from the strongholds of sin, finding freedom and victory in Him. The strategy, given by God to Joshua, for the fall of Jericho, highlights the importance of divine guidance and strategy in Christ's work. Jesus, through His life and teachings, demonstrated the perfect plan of God for salvation, leading us to victory and restoration. The fall of Jericho represents the establishment of God's kingdom in the Promised Land. In a similar way, Christ's ministry foreshadows the establishment of God's eternal kingdom. His teachings, and the growth of His church throughout history, point to the ultimate fulfillment of God's kingdom. Father, thank You that the power that fell Jericho millennia ago is still available to us today. Give us a faith similar to that of the people who marched around those city walls. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.